Princess.
And we're the hosts of
the Epic Stories Podcast.
Each week, we perform a story for you using characters that are the same across all the episodes.
Yay!
That means your favorite characters always return. So, what are we doing today, Fisher?
Oh, yeah! We're doing part one of the story, The Burglary.
Yeah, an original story created by us. So, should we get into the story?
Sure!
In a second, you're going to hear a noise. That noise means you've entered the story. So, is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yep. One day, King Blob woke up in his palace.
It's so good to just wake up and still be the king of this world.
Yay!
I am the supreme...
Wait a minute. My gold is missing!
No!
It's all missing! There's none! Ah! Someone stole it! Oh, no! I better call Sherlock Dwight. Beep, boop, 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 boop. Beep. 2 hours later, Sherlock Dwight has arrived at King Blob's palace.
When was your money stolen?
Said Sherlock Dwight. It was stolen during the night because I had it last night when I went to sleep and I just woke up and it's not here. But I don't know how it got stolen.
It's elementary, my dear king!
So how is it elementary? Please elaborate.
did you find any traces?
No, nothing, except this hair. Not mine, Blob's don't have hair.
Wait, why is there's like a triangle tooth or something. It's like a bone or a tooth?
Could you smell this hair? Blobs don't have noses.
It smells like the swampy scent of a swampy swamp.
Then it must belong to Henchman Hoog. He lives in the swamp, and he has hair like that. And he has weird shape.
How did
he get in, though? Because my front door is locked. The only way you can open the front door when it's locked is from the inside.
Your door is singed, and it has crowbar marks. Also, your window has a crack in it.
Oh!
And there's a rope hanging.
Oh, so he must have come in through the window, then tried to burn down the door, but since it's made out of gold, it didn't really work. So then he opened it with a crowbar, then he snuck down and went through my front door.
But what about the rope hanging out the window?
That's how he climbed up.
Sure.
See, I'm a really good detective, too, because I am the king!
Anyway, there's only one person to ask for evidence.
Who?
Did you know that there's a small pond next to your beautiful palace?
Yeah, I've seen it.
And there is Derek the Squid. We must ask him. Also, the tropical fish might be a help. Let's go out there and...
Walk, 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 walk. Okay, here we are at the pond.
I'm a fish!
Cool.
I'm a fish!
Cool.
I'm a fish!
Cool.
The door almost got burned down!
Oh no!
Last night!
Oh no! That's not good! Did you see who did it?
Henchman Hoog!
Oh. That's a really big help. I should talk to Dirt the Squid.
And then he broke the window and then hung a rope down and climbed down and then stole your money and then climbed back up the rope. But then why would your door be on fire?
Well, I don't think that's what happened.
Well, that's what I saw. I'm a fish!
Oh, well...
Anyway.
Why would he climb down and then steal it then climb back up?
I'm a fish!
Okay, swim. Here's this house. For some reason, there's an underwater doorbell.
Ding dong.
Hello, I'm Derek the Squid.
Oh, can you help us? I'm the king of this world, and all my money just got stolen.
I think I know who did it. I think it was maybe Henchman Hoogs.
Haha, that's what we thought, too. Did you see what he did?
Yeah, he sort of, like, climbed up a rope from the window, and then he crowbarred the door and got out.
Through the door?
Yeah, but...
But when did he take the money?
He took the money after he crowbarred the door, but he snuck.
Hmm. This expositional monologue is taking too long. Let's wrap it up. So you're saying he climbed up, then he took the money, then he crowbarred the door and came down and came out.
Yeah.
We must go to the home of Henchman Hoog and confront him. Is everybody ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go.
Walk, 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 walk. Okay, here we are in the swamp.
I forgot how bad swamp smell. It smells like a swampy scent of a swampy swamp.
Blobs don't have noses, so I don't really care.
And you don't worry.
Okay, this is his hut, so let's
ring the doorbell.
Ding, ding dong.
Ring.
It's Henchman Hoog! Dun, dun, dun! Dun, 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 dun. We're gonna cut it off right here. Tune in next week on episode 2 to hear the last part of
the burglary.
This has been the Epic Stories Podcast. Directing, voice acting, producing, and pretty much everything by Finn, Fisher, and Jen. This has been a Finn, Fisher, and Jen production. All rights reserved. Bye!